Welcome to another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clementson, and if you're a recruiter out on your own or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategy, the support you need to become the very best lone recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, and let's take your desk to another level. Now, today, a little facetious episode, I guess we'll call it that. I've been following the Formula One, and for all of you at home following the Formula One, it's been a great season. We just had it down at Melbourne Park. Or Albert Park down in Melbourne, and Verstappen crashed out again, did not finish, so happy about that. But look, for all of you who don't follow the Formula One, this episode's still for you. And what I want to do, and what this one's really about, is just taking some learnings from how Formula One teams manage their seats and their drivers and how they view them, and how could we maybe take some learnings into our own businesses, our own recruitment businesses. And I'm not saying that this is a polite episode. I'm not saying that this is technically correct. I just think it's an interesting observation that we might be able to start applying these lenses through to our own seats within our businesses and maybe change the perspective on how you view each and every desk. Quick break. We had an overwhelming response to episode 86, which was the 2024 recruitment desk planning. Now, a ton of people reached out and asked if we could help them. We can't get to everyone, but it got me thinking. I don't normally do this, but due to the response, I've decided to open up a limited amount of one-on-one coaching spots. I'm going to work with you one-on-one to create clear goals for your desk and bulletproof plan to achieve them. No more frustration at not hitting your numbers. No more self-doubt about what to do next. Just execute the plan, achieve the results you deserve. DM me, 90-day plan, and we'll send you the details. Strictly first in, best dressed. Side note, I'm so confident that you're going to love it and you're going to get value out of this that I will give you 100% money back if you think otherwise. So let me start with the fundamentals of Formula One. You've got each team has two cars and each car has its own driver, right? So the team that builds the machine, the car, and then you've got two of them on the track and then you've got your two drivers, right? And it is highly, highly competitive. It is a high-stakes sport. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of ego. And if you aren't winning, it's a very miserable sport, okay? And what you will find with Formula One is how cutthroat it is to get those spots. There are only a limited amount of seats in the Formula One. There's like 20. There are 20 spots in Formula One in the whole of the world. There are 20 seats. So you've got all these drivers who come up from grassroots racing, Formula 3, Formula 2, and then to get to Formula 1 is the big shot. A lot of people don't make it. It is freaking cutthroat. So these teams, they build these impeccable racing machines, all right? And the cherry on the top, the thing that needs to make them win is the driver, essentially. And if you've got a driver that's crashing out, spinning out, overheating the brakes, overheating the car, not communicating properly, it's a problem, okay? Because you're there to win. You have a lot of sponsors riding on the fact that you're going to be on podiums and a lot of sponsors riding on the fact that you're going to perform because that performance usually means their own brands are going to look better. So if you're not winning and you're failing, they won't wait until the end of the season to cut your contract. They will cut you five races into the season. They'll say, you know what, Mr. Driver, you are not cutting it, you're out. They are absolutely ruthless because they've only got two seats, right? So if you've only got two seats in the world, you want to make sure you're optimizing your driver as best as you can. And I think that this is what I want to bring back to recruitment, right? I think a lot of the times we focus on the individual, we focus on the recruiter, their skills, their abilities and things like that. But how often do you look at all of the seats that are in your business? So maybe you're a manager, maybe you own an agency, whatever, or maybe you're just involved in team leadership, or maybe you're just a recruiter. But like, what are the value? What are the each values of every desk in your business? Because we all know that every market's different. If you've got market A over here, and you know the fees are good and the volume's great and the conditions are good, well, you can kind of estimate roughly how much that should make in a year, and then you can do that for all of your desks. Now, when you have a fundamental sort of this is the baseline expectation for that desk, not the recruiter, for that desk. You can now assess the recruiter on that seat. Are they performing to the level you expect in that market? If the answer is no, maybe we need to start acting a bit like the Formula One drivers. This desk is worth $1 million. You've only pulled 400 out of it. What's going on? I don't know. I'm going to put you onto this desk here. It's a 400K desk because that's what you're pulling out. And then you put your best billers in, the ones that are going to make it, make the most money into those hot seats. Because I don't know how you would actually enact this in real life, but I think if you're trying to grow a business, you need to kind of understand, I believe, firsthand what you think each desk is worth. Having blanket averages across every market, across every desk, I don't think works. Because the every market is different in a different part of the cycle, and it's really hard to, and I think almost unfair, to expect an average out of everyone. I think if you went and said, this desk is worth this, this is worth this, this is worth this, and you assessed each recruiter based on the expectation of that desk, you might start to view things differently. You might move people around a bit more freely. I don't know how you would embed this into your culture, but I'm on this journey. I think it's curious. And if you've got any ideas for me, please reach out. Still have time for you today. Formula One. They will boot you off your seat if you're not performing. They know what they expect out of the car. If the driver's not meeting that expectation, then you're gone. Can we apply that to recruitment? What is the expectation you have on each and every single desk you have in each and every single market you have in your business? And are the recruiters sitting in those desks the right recruiters for that market? Are they hitting the expected targets or beyond? If you look at that, it might open up opportunities for you to tweak and increase productivity within your business. That's all we have time for today. If you got anything out of today's episode, please like, share, subscribe. It really helps us grow. Have an amazing day, and may all your deals come true.